Hey everybody, welcome to PWT Plus. I am Josh.
I am Jake.
And today we are running it again. We're doing it again. We're back with more Pokemon Red and Green Sprite rankings, tier lists.
We are ranking them, but we are using a tier list to do so.
They are ranked within the tiers, but it is so convenient to just plop them down on a list.
Way better than a list of numbers 1 through 153. You don't even know who the two Bobos are yet. You don't know who the special guests are.
Yeah. I made up a wheel of the remaining 120, and okay. I did, when I first made it, have Ghost on there, but it is the same as the red and blue one, so I took it back off.
Okay.
Are we just gonna hit it?
I guess we just jump in. So yesterday we did 33.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did 33 yesterday. So we're about a third or a fifth done. So we're gonna see how many we can do today, and maybe it'll be around the same. Maybe it'll be more, maybe it'll be less. Who knows? The wheel might make it a little easier.
Cause yeah, it's just gonna tell me. I'm not gonna have to check what number each Pokemon is.
So that should be a little snappier. So let's just kick it off, Josh.
Hopefully this works the way it should. I'm spinning it. Here it
did
goes.
You put any like giraffe noises or circuses?
It's just a wheel, man. Okay.
So
Jake, we're starting it off.
Oh,
with Zapdos.
Oh, we were looking for a legendary yesterday. We didn't get
tried
one
all day, and then today they just drop in.
Last episode. Wow, this Zapdos is sharp.
He is very sharp.
So,
like electricity.
Like electricity is sharp. This dude is wacky.
The thing is, I don't think he's like off brand or wonky.
No,
I think it
fits. I'm looking at the three of them together.
There are a lot of like the whole border of this thing from like left bottom to right is all spikes.
It's just the entire thing is sharp angles, and then his big chicken feet, because birds have bird feet, and there's whoever had to figure out, whoever's doing the sprites, probably got pretty good at bird feet by the end of doing all these.
I think you can tell where they started and where they ended.
How do you feel about it? I don't dislike it.
I don't dislike it. I think
it's pretty good. I'm just saying he's sharp.
Around Great Ball, for sure. I have no negative feelings about it, really.
Yeah, I'm trying to like just kind of put it next to some of the other guys.
Yeah.
To see.
I think we're going before or after Electabuzz, I think is how I'm feeling.
Okay. I mean, it's a little less charming than Electabuzz.
It's a lot less charming, and the scale of it makes it look kind of tiny.
That is the problem with these sprites, is that they are all, they fit the same amount of squares. So there's not anything. You can't make them bigger. You can only make them the most size that you can. Let's see. I think kind of right there under Electabuzz.
Yeah, I think that's all right.
Hold on. I'm looking at the eyes now and how they look like very cartoony in a way that I like. I kind of want to bump it up.
I think I like all the electric needles a little more than Electabuzz's potbelly.
Yeah. How you feel about it versus Tentacool?
I think Tentacool just looks better.
It does look okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of,
it's just got way more dynamic shading, and despite its tiny little tentacles,
little hands,
that's pretty good looking.
At least it's not up and walking on them, so that's nice.
That's true. God, could you imagine if that ever happened?
That'd be so weird and random. I told Ash yesterday that she was gonna get mad at me about this list. Well, we put Zapdos really low, and she loves Zapdos.
You mean Zubat?
I meant Zubat. We just talked about Zapdos, and it's the only two with Z's, so I got him confused. You can see what happened there. I told her we put Zubat in the bot, and we put him low.
We threw a rock at it, yeah.
And then I explained what the tier list was, and she got even more mad.
Look, I'm sorry, but that is not a good sprite.
It's not a good sprite. She imported on her, I think it's the 3DS, there was one version of it that had the faceplates you could switch out. She imported from Japan a faceplate that has all the red and green sprites of the Pokemon on it. So she knows what this Zubat looks like and still loves it, which I think is a testament to why she's with me. So,
oh no.
but I was like, yeah, we put it pretty low. And then she's like, how dare you? And then she was like, where'd you put coughing? And I was like, coughing did good. I think coughing did good. And coughing is the top of Great Ball. So yeah, you know, coughing, I'm out of the doghouse. But work. It was very funny, and she hasn't even heard the whole episode yet, so she's gonna get pretty mad. All right. Who's next on the list?
Next up is, it's a long spin. Pauly Rath, the
Pauly
big one.
Pauly Rath. Okay. So this one is a little bit upscaled. So I don't think it's like exactly what what the Pixels want it to be. So I'm just going to look it up on my phone. I have the list on Bulbapedia, which recently turned into an ad farm. I don't know what happened. I guess hard times hit Mobile Garden.
I guess people weren't donating their $3.75, I guess.
No. Well, look, I mean, I do give money to Wikipedia every once in a while because I believe in their practices and them as a bastion of, you know,
knowledge
and, you know, the fight against AI and billionaires trying to control the information of the world. That said, Bulbapedia doesn't even know for sure if Ekans's name is snake backwards, so
maybe a reference to snake
could be backwards. Could be because it is spelled snake backwards. Okay, this is, never mind, this is basically the same. It's the Pixels get a little jumbly when they're that small. The way the top is so on the sprite that I'm looking at on the on Bulbapedia is the outline is actually a lighter color, so that might be why it looks smoother than the others, is because there's
some anti-aliasing going on
a little bit, yeah. Okay, so look, this guy is buff.
He's buff. He's this all guy, chest.
This guy got arms.
He's big pecs.
Big pecs. Checks. Big checks. Big arms. Fire alarms. He's a large man, and I do think that
it's just like, what if a barrel chest, not the whole person attached to it, just the chest, was a frog that punched?
You know how in Our Real Monsters, the guy, was it Krunk?
Krum holds his eyes.
He holds his eyeballs up. He's like mostly like a chest and armpits, right? Yeah. He holds his eyeballs up. What if he had a contraption to put his eyeballs right on the top of his trunk?
I think there are a couple times where he like sets them down on the top of his head so he can use his hands, and it is unsettling to look
at. Yeah, it's a little bit like Pauly Rath.
A little bit like Pauly Rath.
I do like it. I do. What I like about the Pauly line is Pauly Wag is like a little guy, and then Pauly World is like the platonic ideal of a Pokemon to me.
Yeah. It was almost the mascot.
Almost. Yeah. And it's speaking of my beautiful, wonderful girlfriend, the first fight we ever got into was who should win Riley's podcast, Champs in the Making, Pauly World or Slowpoke. Because she loves Slowpoke. And I think that Pauly World is the platonic ideal of a Pokemon. So it was the first fight we ever got into. But then you get to Pauly Rath, and it's like, what if Pauly World went to the gym?
What if Pauly Whirl was a professional wrestler in like 1991?
Yeah. Do you ever see, when's the last time you saw Triple H circa like 2003?
Yeah.
When nobody, when he took over as the guy.
Pauly Whirl is Scotty Steiner from the Steiner Brothers, and Pauly Rath is Big Papa Pump.
For sure, yeah. I believe. Look, I would watch Pauly World do a Steiner screwdriver all day. You kidding me?
Hell yeah!
It's one of the top five coolest moves ever. That said, I do like Pauly World.
I think it's
great. I don't know if I would put it in Ultra.
I don't. The only problem I have with it, I think, that's keeping it out of Ultra Ball tier is that it is just a mass of black pixels.
There's a lot of. I guess I would call it positive space. It's not really negative space, but there's a lot of positive space.
It's almost like an ink blot if you look at it long enough. It's the opposite of an ink blot. Instead of being
I was...
what is this What does this ink blot look like? It's, oh, this, does this polyworld look like an ink blot to you?
Does it look like an ink blot? Yeah, I just 1 second ago, I realized that the line of its belly could be also a mouth, the way it's shaped.
I think that's where its mouth is.
So, yeah. And then you can see the two little dots for a nose, which are really nice. I think it's a good, I think they did a good job. The lack of detail makes it feel weird.
Yeah, I think
I don't want to throw rocks at it like I did with Vileplume.
No, I think you might have nailed it by dropping it between Dugtrio and Sea King.
Okay. Yeah, no, I think that's where it fits. I just wanted to put it in the middle to see how it like lined up first.
But yeah, I think that's right. I think that's good.
All right. Sounds good. We also recorded the last episode yesterday, so this is the freshest we've ever been.
That's true. Next time we do this, we're going to be like, what the hell were we thinking?
Yeah, I know right now that Caterpie is at the bottom of Great Ball because its face is Gilman from the Universal Monsters. But like next time, I'll be like, why is Caterpie here? And then I'll look at his face and go, wait, that kind of looks like Gilman from the Universal Monsters, and that should spark something.
Yeah, I just like his grumpy kissy lips.
The grumpy kissy lips is very fun.
I'm spinning.
So dead center of Great Ball currently, Poliwrath. Who's next?
We're going round and around and around we go. Oh, same kind of area, but we are... Ooh. Oh, we almost got there. We are on Machoke.
Machoke, the middle guy.
Where are we? Oh no.
Now, I heard an interesting fan theory the other day about Machamp and Gollum.
Okay.
And that is that if you trade them, the canon idea of how they evolve is because you have to trade both of them are trade evolutions, right?
Yeah.
And when you trade Machoke for Graveler, they like exchange things. Like,
oh,
this Graveler doesn't have four arms like Gravelers do sometimes, but that's where the extra arms like, came from for Machamp.
Like Excavalier and Excelgor?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Which is Shelmet and
the other one.
The little one for the other one.
But it's like they trade, like, so Graveler, yeah, Machamp gets his forearms from Graveler, and Gollum gets his whole ass head shape from Machoke, but not in these ones.
Yeah, the problem is that Gollum doesn't have the Road Warrior Mohawk.
No, that's, I think, what we're missing. Okay, here's the other thing. It does have Machoke does have a title belt, and I believe
it is the champion.
I believe Machamp also has it, but not in this not pixel. In he's this like kind of squatty,
and I think that might be just a space limitation
For sure. It's also going back to yesterday talking about Nidoqueen and like how it would be really cool as like a little plastic toy.
Oh,
and
this
like
is a little rubber guy. Yeah,
yeah. Machamp would be wicked, a really cool little rubber guy.
Machoke. I see what they're trying to do here. And I also do. This pose, I do think they accomplished this pose later. I don't think they really nailed it here.
No, and like it's a little bit the opposite of Poliwrath in that there's a lot of detail going on, including its weird like arm fins.
They are kind of more like scars.
It's because it looks like it's supposed to be the same things that are on top of the head, but on the arms. I don't think that's how it ends up.
No, they end up being like, I guess, like stretch marks almost.
Is it like, yeah, tiger stretch? Like
he got too swole too fast.
That look, it happens to all of us.
his power is tearing his arms apart.
That is, look, honestly, that's a pretty, that would be pretty cool. If that was the,
that's why he needs the belt to rein his power in.
Right. Is that in the?
Yeah, the belt like controls
the belt is like
his strength somehow. I don't know.
Huh. There should be a thing that you can do where you can take the belt off and unleash the beast.
Yeah.
And then he can do a Steiner screwdriver onto somebody, onto Venonat.
No, he'd be hitting those Steiner lines with those big arms.
Oh, with those arms? Absolutely. To take someone's head off, Stan Hansen somebody to death.
Oh, God.
All right. I'm thinking. Like, I like it better than a lot of the Pokeball guys, I think.
Yeah.
It doesn't look bad next to them, though, now that
no,
I have it kind of
I don't
here.
Think it's better than Sandslash.
Okay.
But I do like it more than Arbok, I think.
All right. I was just going to ask, how do you feel about it? Because I know yesterday we had a lot of talk about Arbok's whole head.
Yeah. They're definitely just like, look at its cool, creepy face. And the rest and of it, the rest of it's a snake. It's whatever.
They had to sneak ahead on the top, and they ran out of room, so they're like, here's like a little bit.
Yeah, it's like when you start to write like happy birthday on right, like, a poster yeah. or a card, and you run out of space.
And the Y on happy is really skinny, and it's just, like, I'll know for the next word. And you get halfway through birthday, and you realize you've used 3/4 of it, and you're like, well, happy birthday.
All right, here we go.
So coming in, number 2 in the Pokeball rank is Machoke.
All right, here we go, spinning.
Let's get Hit someone we can throw rocks at.
Let's
what
get
do you say?
A rock.
Or a killer one.
We've got... Oh, Dodrio.
Dodrio. Okay, so Doduo did some...
I think Dodrio is significantly worse. I think this is a downgrade.
I think it is a downgrade. I don't think it's bad, though.
Yeah, I think they just didn't know what to do with its feet, and so it's standing like it's about to fall over.
It's standing like it is expecting you to do something.
Like, it's got its feet clawed into the ground, and there's like a strong breeze kind of pushing it back.
Yeah, it's not.
Bit.
It's definitely not braced for anything, that's for sure. It's also angry now, because it's got 3 brain cells, and after you get... Your 3rd brain cell is your anger brain cells, we all know. I don't think it's like terrible. I don't think it goes, it's not, it doesn't look, I mean, putting them next to each other, there's no comparison. Dodrio is way better.
Yeah.
I think I like it more than Nidoran.
Okay. That's Nidorino.
That's Nidorino. You're right. Nidoran would do numbers once we get to it. Don't, you know, spoilers. I think I like it better than Nidoran. How do you feel?
I think that's fine. Yeah. I don't think it's as good as Tauros. Tauros's muscly thigh is really doing a lot of heavy lifting.
It's the definition on the just the absolute unit that is its ass.
Yeah. It's like a firm one.
It is, yeah. It's
got a bodybuilder's ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good, I think.
All right. So in the Great Ball tier, which is filling up.
I just clicked
great Pokemon.
I just clicked back over to the wheel and there was still confetti falling. It's just Dodrio wheel. Calm down.
It's great, but it's not great.
All right, here we are at Jake. Our prayers may have been answered.
What do we got?
We've got Hitmonchan.
Hitmonchan. Ooh, that's a rough sprite.
This is a bad one.
This is a really bad one.
They didn't know what he looked like, so they hid him behind boxing gloves.
Honestly, if you would tell me that they were like, all right, here's the kicking one and here's the punching one, and we haven't figured out what the body or the face really looks like yet, so just put the punches in front. Look. At least the thumb's on the right side, I guess, but that is not a good sprite. It also looks, it makes it look like it's super lanky.
The legs are so weird. Like, it's got this long body that's hidden behind this punching glove. The right arm is like, can't be attached to any part of where the body is. It got to be coming out of this, like, shoulder pad.
It's like coming down and then back up. It's like, and it's so skinny, it can hide behind its forearm. That's pretty rough.
Jake, I'm throwing rocks at this one.
I'm also think I'm throwing rocks at this guy. How do we feel about it versus Hypno? I think it's better than Hypno.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to be worse than Hypno. There might be a couple that do it, though.
There's one I think that's definitely going to do it for me anyway. maybe 2, maybe 5, who knows? That's a really rough sprite.
That's pretty bad. Maybe take a second pass at that.
Yeah. So where are we feeling?
No, I think that's good. Above that's Hypno, good. Okay. But below Zubat.
Look, if I saw this in the woods, I would throw rocks at it because it scares me on a primal level.
It is a monster, I guess.
It makes my caveman brain worried and assume that something's trying to get me. All right, who's next? Sorry, Hitmonchan. Sorry we're throwing rocks at you, but...
Do better.
It's your own fault. It's also weird that Hitmonlee is named after Bruce Lee and Hitmonchan is named after Jackie Chan, where I think of Bruce Lee as a punching guy and Jackie Chan as a kicking guy.
Yeah. Very close. This was right on the line, but we are doing Clefairy.
Clefairy. Okay. This one's not bad, I don't think. I don't think it's... I don't love it.
It's not great, but it is it's not Clefairy.
Compared to Hitmonchan.
Yeah, it is Clefairy, and it is... there is a cuteness to it.
Yeah, there is, yeah. I think the eyes are weirdly... Like, why is he cross-eyed?
Yeah.
why is she cross-eyed? What are you looking at?
Yeah, all the parts are there. The shapes are a little off.
This is for sure a rough draft. Like, yeah. this one definitely, I can see why they went back to the well. I'm thinking maybe...
I think Premier Ball probably... I don't know if it's better than Pidgey, but probably above Charmeleon.
Okay. Should we bump Charmeleon down right now while we're looking at it?
Maybe Charmeleon should be the bottom of this tier.
I think so, because I'm looking at flat Ivysaur, and I think I like it a little more than...
Just a little more.
Just a little tiny bit more. So yeah, under Pidgey, above Weedle now.
Yeah.
Clefairy. It's definitely, like, it's on, I can see, they know where they're going, they just haven't figured it out yet.
Yeah. They're like, here's what we want to do, how do we make it, into a stuffed animal? Alright, here we go. I made it Pokeball colors, so it's just red, white, and black, and when that thing spins, it hurts my eyes.
I can imagine.
Execute.
Execute.
Well, okay.
Right here.
I think the red and blue one is worse than this, actually. I think this is actually pretty good.
I don't know what the red
and blue... The red and blue one has one giant egg in the middle.
Oh, there's like a boss egg. Yeah. The problem with these eggs is, and this is going to sound stupid, they're really egg-shaped.
Yeah, they're eggs.
Yeah, but they're like cone heads almost, yeah. And I feel like they need to... They should be a little bit rounder, but I don't dislike it. I think you're right about this one being better than the red and blue one, though. I'm looking at it, and there is sort of the one boss egg in the middle, whereas this one, they all seem like they're protecting the littlest egg.
Yeah, that could be... Well, I would say that could be perspective, but the ones in the back are bigger than that one. And the broken one is also in the middle. They're doing...
Yeah. Oh, I like the story it's telling.
Yeah.
Where are you feeling?
I think Premier Ball might be right.
Top of Premier Ball, maybe?
Is it better than Paris? I don't know. Just the idea of Paris being picked up and its legs just kind of helplessly hanging down.
Dangling.
This is a little cute.
I think
But Execute never, as a Pokemon, has done anything for
me. Oh, no, as a Pokemon,
me.
It's worthless. It is.
I want to put it below Paris.
I can do that. I think I like the sprite more, but I can budge.
Yeah.
There's also this one sad one that kind of looks like the top of a Smeargle.
It does look like a Smeargle's head in the bag. He's like, how did I get here?
What am I doing? They don't know I'm not an egg. Oh, God, they think I'm an egg with them. All right. Be cool, Smeargle.
All right, we're off. We're spinning.
All right, who's next?
Ooh.
We haven't gotten like an Ultra Ball in it.
Well, we got Mankey this time.
Oh, we're throwing rocks at this boy. Look, this thing ugly. I think that when you said that I was a Mankey, that my Pokesona would be a Mankey, I was a little bit upset. But then I came around. I was like, no, Mankeys look pretty cool, I guess. I like them. They're kind of weird. They are creatures. I like that. This is the worst possible version of that. This is like they're making fun of Mankeys.
Yeah, this is like the Mankey knockoff from a Facebook game.
Right.
It's weirdly square.
It's weirdly square.
His body is weirdly square.
Like it has no mouth. And I understand that none of them have mouth, but this one looks, unless that nose is supposed to, that nose could look like a mouse in this.
It could. That kind of changes the whole vibe of it. And I think that makes it worse.
Actually, if that's the mouth, I kind of like it. It is, yeah, this one I'm throwing rocks at, though.
Yeah. We can throw rocks at it, I think.
I like it more than Vileplume, at least.
It is better than Vileplume.
Vileplume, who they're like, we gotta finish this right now. But that boy, that Mankey ugly. And I say this as a Mankey, okay? So, I know what I'm talking about.
Okay. Sorry about it. And Dratini.
Ooh,
you're cute.
That's a pretty cute sprite.
It's got snake belly, which I think they end up retconning.
Yeah, to make it more like
but
Dragonair.
I like it on this. I think this looks good.
I think it looks good too. these sprites, this Dragonite.
We'll talk about that Dragonite.
I can't wait to talk about, but like, I still don't think that Dragonair turns into it. Like, something happened. This is a different guy, and there was a third one here that they didn't like. So they're like, just put the orange one at the end there. And they're like, okay, good enough. And then they did that, and that's what this is. But I, like, looking at the Dratini and Dragonair, you're like, yeah, this A to B, sure.
Yeah.
This is not C, though. This is a new man. Yeah. But I think this one's really good.
I like this one a lot. I don't really have anything critical to say about it.
Me neither. I think it's like a really perfectly well done sprite. How do we feel about it versus Kingler? I think I like it more than Kingler.
Do I like it more than Doduo? Does Doduo's weird left foot
hold it back?
Hurt it enough to, I think Dratini is better than it.
I think so. I don't know if it's better than Goldeen, though.
Oh, I don't know if it's better than Goldeen. There could be a case for it, but if you're not sold on it, I think we're
I'm not sold. I do think it, look, it's Ultra Ball. We're putting it in Ultra Ball, by the way. Here's our current Ultra Ball lineup from worst to best in the top tier we have. Because we only each have one Master Ball, and once we use it, it's gone, and we can't do it retroactively.
Yeah, but once we use it, like, that goes in there no matter what the other person thinks.
No arguments. Yeah, that goes in Master Ball tier. So at the bottom of Ultra Ball, there's only seven in here now. There's Kingler, Doduo, Dratini, Goldeen, Electrode, Starmie, Parasect. God, that Parasect looks so good. That Parasect looks like it's from somebody was like tapping into the music of the spheres when they made this.
Yeah, somebody stayed late.
Yeah,
they to were draw like, I'm that getting, Parasect. I'm getting they this one they done. Like they were passionate about this Parasect. Yeah.
But looking at Dratini, I think I like Goldeen a little bit more, and I think a lot of it just comes down to anytime they use a lot of like the darker colors for the body, parts of it get a little fuzzy when there's no borders.
Yeah.
And that always throws me off a little bit, but I do think I like Goldeen.
I think that's a big problem with the yellow version sprites is that like those midtones leak into the outlines a lot and it makes everything look really weird and fuzzy.
Yeah, they look like someone used bad AI upscaling on them in certain ways.
Maybe we'll rank all the yellow sprites next year.
Maybe.
All right, we're going. We're spinning.
All right.
We are at Uh-oh, Jake.
Oh.
It's Jigglypuff.
Ooh. This Jigglypuff looks like it was in an accident.
Here's the thing.
Someone hit this with their car and drove away.
It can't not form complete thoughts, right? This Jigglypuff has no thoughts in its brain at all.
No, from the car accident.
It's very consistent from Jigglypuff to Wigglytuff in a weird way in this.
That is true. It's sort of like they just sort of, they held the corner and they held shift when they scaled it up. But here's the thing about this Jigglypuff. The big wide eyes being different sizes and offset do it correctly.
I think that is a poor attempt because it's standing a little sideways. So I think that is just a very poorly done perspective of the it eyes. Is,
because if you look just several Pokemon over to Pikachu, eyes are the same size. It's in the same exact position. Like it's looking the same way and everything.
Yeah.
It just, they tried something and it didn't work, and Jigglypuff has to pay the price for that, unfortunately.
And like, I don't want to talk about other sprites while we're on while we're doing this, but like, I'm just so curious if there was some reason for the eyes to be different, because Wigglytuff maintains the different size eyes.
Yeah, and it looks worse on Wigglytuff.
So I don't know what their original idea was for Jigglypuff, but I'm glad they landed on D.Va.
Same. I feel like this
better
one,
than whatever this is.
It also doesn't have the hair curl yet. Like it's got a tuft, but it doesn't have like the curl.
It's not the curl, yeah.
And it's not like it's not very like it's not as round as it should be. Like everything about this is wrong. You know what it is? It's got like bags under its eyes.
I was just gonna say it's very tired. Also,
this Jigglypuff has not slept. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's it. Jigglypuff don't sleep yet.
He's over caffeinated.
Yeah, and so it looks like it got hit by a car and the car drove away.
I think this is a rock.
I think we're throwing rocks at this one.
I don't think it's better than Mankey.
I don't think it's better than Mankey. I don't think it's better than Vileplume.
I think Vileplume has that little, oh, hey guys, we're just bouncing over here kind of charm.
What's
to
up?
It. What about Zubat? I'll leave that in your hands.
I think I like Zubat more than it. I don't know if I like Hitmonchan. I might like Hitmonchan.
Now that I'm looking at Zubat again, I don't think it's in the wrong spot. But I do appreciate its underbite in a way that I did not realize yesterday.
Yeah, I think it grew on me overnight after being yelled at by my crew.
I do think Jigglypuff is better than Hitmonchan, just in the fact that it is a fully designed Pokemon.
It is the whole thing. At least there is the whole thing of it. Also, the fact that the arms are in on Jigglypuff is like, they got space out here they could have used, but they like didn't know where to put them. So they're just kind of holding its hands in. In a weird way.
They had no idea. It was just round animal.
Yeah. And look, they whiffed it, but eventually they figured it out, and Jigglypuff looks really good now. Like, it's
what
a really
if he
good
hasn't
design.
Slept in 6 months?
Honestly, I can believe that. And it's just losing its mind.
Maybe I'll lean into that on reversioned.
Yeah. Is that what you're calling the red
That's
and blue?
The red and blue one. If I ever get back to it, I've lost all, like, motivation to do anything creative lately.
Yeah, it happens.
I don't think this is right. I think the wheel didn't realize where it landed. I think it's on Onyx, but it's telling me that it is on Drowsy. So we will do Drowsy.
Drowsy it is. When you hit remove, who goes away?
Drowsy.
Okay, so we're doing Drowsy then. I like it a lot better than Hypno. I'll tell you that for free.
Yeah, way better than Hypno. Makes sense more of what it is.
Right. It's also like...
Where did Hypno get the pendulum?
It stole it. Stole it from...
A Drowsy finds a pendulum...
It becomes a Hypno.
It turns into a pervert and goes to hide in the woods.
It looks like it's like a yen. Like it's a 1 yen coin. Because it has the hole in it. I like Drowsy a lot more.
Yeah. I agree. Drowsy is definitely at least a tier above.
Minimum.
It's probably in Premier Ball.
In Premier Ball, yeah.
Because I don't think it's... It's no Caterpie.
It's no Caterpie, that's for sure. I think I like it more than Parasect, though, honestly.
Paris.
I like the
not
creature.
Parasect.
That's Paris. No, it's not better than Parasect. Parasect is
the tier list disagrees. It will not move Paris out of the way.
For a minute.
Yeah.
I do like his little, like, oh, I'm going to get your hands. I don't know doing.
Because he does, like, he hypnotizes you with his fingies.
That's true.
So that's what he's doing.
I like that.
And then he uses his snoot to eat your dreams. And then Hypno has a human nose and hands.
Uh-huh. Well, it's got a part of a human for a nose. I wouldn't say it's a nose exactly. It's got a pubis.
It's like a Groucho nose.
It's got a, yeah. I don't like it. I don't like looking at Hypno.
Yeah. Drowsy. We have to leave it there, it's but fine. At least it's at the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Drowsy is good here above Paris.
Okay.
Cranking through these. We knocked 11 out already.
Oh, hot dog.
Uh-oh. I was just looking at these earlier when we were talking about somebody else, and I was like, oh, there's only one of these that's bad, and it's this one, Vaporeon.
Vaporeon. Ooh.
Because I think Jolteon and Flareon are good and fine, respectively.
Yeah.
I can't really tell 100% what's happening in Vaporeon's face and head area.
No. That's not a...
This is a Gilman.
This is a little bit,
but like a one that wants to like eat your insides.
It wants to get you, yeah. The thing about this one is, if you look at Flareon, you can tell that it's fire, right? It's got the fire shapes. If you look at Jolteon, it's got all the spikes going everywhere, which we all know is how you determine
electricity.
And then you look at Vaporeon, and I guess it has sort of a mermaid tail, but it's not even in any. It's not in any sort of position that would make it seem like it's a wet guy.
This is kind of the same problem with Arbok in that like they focused so much on the head of it, which I think they made very detailed.
Yeah.
But it's also very big, and then we lose all this detail going into the tail, which they had to just kind of squeeze the tiny fish tail in at the end.
Yeah, and I guess they're trying to do some perspective with it like going off, but it does, it just looks like it gets small.
Yeah.
I think if this was in sort of a position of like where it was like wrapped maybe. It looked like it was like swimming. It was like top down.
I don't know what Vaporeon looks like now.
Like in my head, I think
I'm probably
going
to regret that.
But... Oh, you got to turn your safe. You got to turn super safe search on. I'm going to use my VPN to look at Vaporeon.
Here's just the official art of Vaporeon. All the parts are there, I guess. I wasn't sure about that, like, back fin, but that's still there. It still has that.
If you look up Vaporeon, the first one is, like, the drawn image where it's sitting down.
Yeah,
and that's its little tootsies together. If they just did that, but in pixel form, I think it would be so good.
I think that's what they end up doing. I don't remember what it looks like in red and blue.
Yeah, I'm looking up Sprite or Spryer if I want to miss all the letters. There's a version, I don't know if this looks like it's on Pinterest, so it could be from anything. Literally all the other pixels of Vaporeon look better and read more like Vaporeon. Yeah.
Okay, the red and blue one is better. I still don't think it's great. I still think they're really struggling with the tail.
Is that the one where it's like kind of forward pouncing?
No, that's the Gen 2 sprite, I think, the one you're talking about.
Man, Gen 2 sprites knock it out of the park every time. I don't think there's a bad Gen 2 sprite.
This is the red and blue one.
Oh, okay, all right. Yeah, I think that one's a little bit clearer about what's going on with it, but it still doesn't seem very aquatic.
Yeah. It's almost like like one of those dinosaurs from Jurassic Park. The spitting ones.
The guys, yeah.
And the spine, because of the perspective of this, we're back to the red and green sprite now.
Yeah.
The spine, the way, like, the fin, I guess, like, almost like a sail, goes up the back and up the head, makes it look like it can't turn at the neck.
No, it's got a Batman situation going on. Also, the little thing around its neck just kind of looks like it stuck its head in some papers. Like it's...
I'm going to the papers.
I don't think I'm throwing rocks at it, but I don't like it a lot.
I don't like it a lot either. I like it more than Nidoqueen.
Okay.
Man, I don't know about this Persian.
The Persian looks like it accidentally stepped on ice. It's like, what do I do?
But its face is like, I meant to do this.
Yeah, be cool, Persian. Don't let him see you bleed. I might like it more than Persian. I actually don't know if I do.
I don't think I do, actually.
Persian has a charm to it that this Vaporeon just does not.
Like, looking at the Persian and talking about it makes me giggle. I don't think Vaporeon's going to do that.
No, and, like, again, there's so many ways. I think if, like, once they figure out that, like, this is the demure one of the evolutions, and they, like, have it sitting down and more, like, graceful.
It's not so much, like, a swamp monster.
Yeah, like, this is just, like, you would evolve it with a water stone, and it'd be like, why'd you do this to me? I'm not supposed to be this way. All right, so coming in almost last in Pokeball is Vaporeon. Who next?
Ooh, Voltorb.
Voltorb. And that's another really good one.
It's hard to mess those up.
It is.
Oh, this one has like a furrowed brow.
Yeah, and like it is smaller than Electrode, but it's still using the same amount of detail, which is really impressive because everybody else's evolutions do not look the same scale for the most part. Like a lot of them are just like, well, however big it ends up being, whatever. But this one looks like it is the same. Like you're looking at them next to each other.
Yeah. Move it up there. Put it up next to Electrode. Let's just look at it.
I think I like Electrode a little more.
I like Electrode. I think I like all of these Ultra Balls more just because the sphere on Electrode is like perfect.
Yeah.
And the one on Voltorb is a little lumpy.
It is a little lumpy. There is this thing at the top of Electrode that has like a little flat spot on top of its noggin that makes me think you could flip it over and it would get stuck. And that's how you deal with Electrodes.
That's when you find them in the overworld. They're upside down.
They got stuck and
roll back with that big smile on their face.
Psych, and then it blows up and it kills you.
All right, what do we think about Voltorb and coughing?
Ooh, both circular gentlemen. I think I like Voltorb more.
Yeah. I think I'm good with putting Voltorb in Ultra Ball, but at the bottom.
Bottom of Ultra Ball? Yeah, I think we can do that. It is just very impressive how they got them to be the same scale.
Yeah, like, I just think the shading of it in the above the eye here on the right side, where like the shadow is, makes it look like an indent in that spot.
It does look like someone threw a rock at it already.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, well, we're not going to do that, though.
We're not doing that. You're not a Jigglypuff. From this ugly Mankey. Man, I wish that nose was its mouth so bad. That would bump it up at least one rank if that was its mouth being like, rah!
All right. Nidorina.
Okay. Let's go down. I think I remember talking about Nidorino. Yeah, I do like this one a lot more than Nidorino.
It's better than Nidorino. It has a lot more character than Nidorino.
So bare minimum, we're starting in Great Ball above Nidorino.
Yeah. I don't know if I like it more than Dodrio. I think I do like it more than Dodrio.
I think I'm higher on it. I feel like I like it here. I think I like it above
Poliwrath.
Poliwrath.
Yeah, definitely not more than Sea King.
No, I think Sea King is sort of like the line. Yeah. Like, these are the great balls is from Sea King up. That's where I'm feeling. What about you? We can meet in the middle.
No, I think that's right.
Okay.
I think that's right. Poliwrath might be one we have to come back to. I don't know if that's better than Tauros either, but...
We can come back.
That's for another time.
Yeah. The last episode, we can do the final resorting. I think now that we've fixed where Charmeleon is, I think a lot of it feels better.
Yeah.
So we can resort.
All right. Afterwards. Next, we've got Weezing.
Weezing. This is another pretty good one.
They kind of nailed coughing and wheezing in one.
Yeah. Like
they got the two faces in.
The shading, the second face, which is like not, like you can tell it's a face, even though it has like half the pixels to work with. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Does Weezing have three faces now?
Do they give him a third?
The third one always just a weird tumor. It's just a weird tumor.
It's just a tumor.
Yeah. Yeah, that is never a fully formed anything.
Gotcha.
But this is technically a stick three together still.
A little bit, but it's not really a stick three together. It's a two start spawning off of the one.
I feel a little bad because coughing is having a great time and Weezing is sick.
Weezing is terminally ill, it looks like.
Yeah.
Its face is like worried. Like it's worried about something. Whereas coughing's like, hell yeah, brother, look at me, I'm a weird little poison man.
I'm just a stinky little guy.
Do you think that the secondary on the wheezing like pops off and that's how you get coughings?
Oh, maybe.
Is whenever they don't, because it's like cancer, right? Like it's like it just keeps,
I think that's kind of what they're going for.
And like when one gets loose, that's how you get a coughing. And you gotta just keep it not evolved to keep it alive,
keep
I guess.
It healthy.
It does rule, though. I'm looking at Ultra Ball.
Okay, you think better than coughing?
I do think... Let me put them next to each other.
I think they're about even. I think these are pretty equal.
Yeah, the shading on it does go nuts.
I think they're able to accomplish a surprising amount with Weezing, so I do think it's more impressive.
Yeah.
So I do think it's above
coughing. The little
head
to look like a face still is nuts.
Yeah. I think we could bump it up.
Better, worse than Voltorb in the Ultra Ball tier?
I think better than Voltorb.
Okay.
But I think that's it.
Do you want to go up, please? That claw's doing a lot of heavy lifting.
That claw's too good. Yeah, I think that's where it stops.
Okay. All right, so second to last in Ultra Ball. Good showing Weezing. Oh, now I want to move the coughing up, though. We'll save it for later.
Yeah.
We'll do our final at the very end. We'll fix everybody.
Some amendments at the end.
Right. We'll do the midnight amendments at the end. Maybe I'll have grown fond of this Vileplume by then. Who knows? The more I look at it, the more charmed by how it looks like someone's kid did it.
Tentacruel.
Tentacruel. Where the hell are you?
Where is it? I was just looking at it earlier.
There it is. Okay.
There it is.
Now, this is also a pretty good sprite.
Yeah.
The little windows in its head are less mad balls.
Yeah, they still look gelatinous, though, more than, like, crystalline.
Yeah.
Which I think is good, because I think they end up just being gems now.
Right, and they should be, like, air bladders to keep it floating, yeah. It looks sinister, though.
It
looks evil.
He's also shrugging. He kept the shrug.
Well, he's still ambivalent about his situation.
Yeah. I mean, he grew this big, long proboscis.
It does look like a proboscis. It's like, I think it's supposed to be a tentacle, but it come out of face. So it's that's a proboscis, right?
Yeah. Well, I think it is. I think it is like a proboscis.
Oh, is it? Let me look up what regular tentacruel looks like.
Yeah, because the tentacles are all gray, but that is blue like its head. And huh. It looks firmer. It has it in the back, you're right. Too. Like, they're almost like pincers.
It's got like a pincer, yeah, because it's got one coming out of its butt. That's weird. I never noticed that before. I've looked at this Pokemon 1,000 times. I never noticed that before. That's pretty cool.
Hey, is Tentacruel like a criminally underrated Pokemon?
I feel like it might be. I feel like I'm having sort of a Parasect situation with it, where I'm looking at it and I'm appreciating so much going on.
Yeah, I do like it a lot. I don't think it reaches Parasect levels, but it is not very quite. Good.
I feel like somewhere in Ultra Ball.
Yeah.
I'm just putting it here for now. It's not where I think it should go. I'm just comparing. I don't like it as much as Starmie.
Yeah. I don't like it as much as Electrode either.
Me either. I think I like Goldeen more also.
Yeah.
Maybe it might be better than Dratini.
Yeah, I think that's the fight.
Yeah.
I liked it better the other way.
Okay. Above Dratini. You want to go over
above,
there, please?
Yeah, above Dratini and above under Dratini. Goldeen.
When I moved it to behind Dratini, because it's shrugging, it's like, I don't care.
Yeah, it's whatever, man.
Put me wherever,
you
man.
You put me
who
in
cares?
Rocks if you want. Who gives a shit?
Who cares? I'm a Tentacruel. I look great. I can't believe that Parasect might be the best sprite. In red and green. That's crazy. All right, who's next? How many have we done so far?
We've done 16.
Dang.
This will be number 17. And it's going to be Omastar.
Omastar. Well, it's not as good as Tentacruel.
No. Where is it?
It's right here.
Oh, okay. There he is. All right. He's happy.
There's a charm to it for sure.
I think it's very consistent. Like, I don't think Omastar really changes much from this. I think this is one that they just kind of nailed it right away.
I feel like when it evolves, like the song that starts playing is, I'm coming out. Because it's like psyched to not be stuck in a shell anymore.
And wants the world to know.
He wants the world to know that. And he's like, also look at my crazy mouse.
My crazy mouse and all the spikes my shell grew.
Look at this thing. All right. I like it more than Omanyte.
For sure. I like it more than Execute.
Same. I feel like I might like it more than Meowth.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted to see what it looked like next to Omanyte just to confirm. But I feel like I might like it more than Meowth. I can't put it there, but there it is.
Tearless is starting to fight back.
Yeah, it's got its own opinions now. Now there's a third person on the call.
I think you're right. I don't like it more than Nidorino, though.
No, no. But I think that's a good place for it.
Yeah.
Drowsy is a little like, hands are funny.
It's like wiggly, like squiggle line mouth. He's a little worried about if the hypnosis is going to work.
He looks like he was, and honestly, the face too looks like it was drawn like for the TV show Home Movies.
Yeah.
Like the whole vibe, this is very Home Movies ass Pokemon. Yeah,
I see that.
All right, who's next? Let's get a weird one. Okay.
Sandshrew.
Okay, so we did Sandslash last time. Where the hell is Sandshrew?
Sandshrew. I thought I just saw it and then I didn't.
Where do we?
He's here. above Primeape, below Blastoise.
Okay, gotcha.
Oh, he's cute. He's a little cute guy.
It's a cute little guy.
He's just like, look, a little Sandshrew.
I think they show the scales really well. The sort of like.
Yeah, like the knee part of it looks like armor.
Yeah. Like this is like, I believe this is a pangolin. Like this guy could roll up into a ball for sure.
Yeah. I think it ends up starting to look more like sand bricks.
Right. Like in
but
Minecraft.
This looks like like an armored pangolin that lives underground and is like, why did you bring me out here? Oh,
it's so weird up here.
I was just trying to eat dirt, man.
I just want to eat my dirt in peace. Just let me eat my dirt.
I like this. Oh, I like this little guy.
I do too. How much do you like him? Where are you feeling?
I like him a lot.
Do you like him great or do you like him ultra?
I like it more than Voltorb, I think.
Okay.
But I don't think it's... I like it more than Voltorb, but I don't think it's better than Weezing.
I think I can agree with that. He's unfortunate about the Glowdown not going into Sandslash. But Ultra Ball...
Well, yeah, its feet go from pangolin claws to Mary Jane's.
Till your dad's slippers. Yeah, I think an Ultra Ball is good. I think that fits.
All right. Here we go.
Just look at Charizard doing a two-step.
I'd rather not look at Charizard. Oh, keep going and going. Cloyster. It was all I wanted it to hit Ghastly, because boy, do I want to talk about that thing.
Ghastly is, yeah. Okay, this Cloyster is very well detailed in a way that is a little concerning. So I think they went kind of, like, whoever did the...
This is...
The Weezing?
This is the Parasect guy.
This has got to be the Parasect guy. The Parasect guy, the Goldeen guy, like, I feel like there are styles.
Yeah.
That you can sort of see, and somebody was crazy detailed, and Cloyster fits that.
Yeah, I think it's Ultra Ball. I think it's right up near the top there.
I don't know if I like it more than Starmie.
I don't know if I like it more than Starmie. I don't know if I like it more than Electrode either. But I do think I like it a little more than Goldeen.
I don't know if I do.
You love this Goldeen.
I love this Goldeen.
You're going to Master Ball this Goldeen.
I should have. I can't. It's already on the list. I can't.
I know. I'm saving mine. Every time you scroll down to the list of what we still have, I'm looking right at it. I'm like, that Master Ball is coming for you, you goofy, stupid idiot.
My Master Ball, I have 2-4, and depending on which one comes up first, I have to call an audible when it comes up. But I think I like it more than Goldeen. I mean, I think I like Goldeen more than it, rather.
Okay. I do disagree, but not strongly enough I don't have like a counter argument. I just think the little like the cheeky, sinister, half hidden smile I like a lot more than
it is
Goldeen's lips being stuck on the front of it.
Oh, I always assume that's like the nose. I know that it's not, but that seems like a nose to me.
Noses and mouths, they just could not differentiate them very
little
well.
Tricky.
They overdid it with Hypno.
Yeah. The way they're like, you gotta know this is a nose. I think I can put it above Goldeen now that I'm looking at it. I think that the separation of layers in the shell is like
they,
pretty nuts.
That is only 4 colors.
That's wild. Because like if you look at like Dratini, which is also an Ultra Ball, like it's also only 4 colors, but it's like blurry.
Yeah. That one might be scaled up because I think the like baby versions have a smaller sprite size.
Oh, okay.
So I think that's blurry because it's scaled up to match a little bit.
Well, because like the Dithering's still just 1 pixel each over here.
Yeah.
A lot of it is that it's the midtones. Like there's no outline on the midtones. The eye can't process it right, is what it feels like.
And the Cloyster one uses the black as the shading inside the shell, which really helps with the contrast.
Yeah, it does look pretty great.
Yeah, it's pretty good looking.
Yeah. A lot of wet guys up here, too.
Well,
Gen 1 is,
I think, like 55% wet guys.
I mean, like statistically, like there's going to be every tier is going to be half water
types.
It's going
to be mostly water.
But they also kind of went nuts on some of them, which is pretty neat. All right, who's next?
Next is Poliwag.
Okay, Poliwag. I like it. Did we mess up Poliwrath?
I think we talked up Poliwrath too much because he's so strong and we didn't want him to hurt us.
I don't want him to punch me.
I don't even think it's better than Caterpie.
Look, it's the same.
Well, no, that might be wrong. I do think it's better than Meowth. Maybe Caterpie's also better than Meowth. But I do think we had Poliwrath a little high.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that? Caterpie, Poliwrath, Meowth at the bottom of
like
Great
that.
Ball.
I think that makes sense.
Okay. Now we're looking at Poliwag.
Now Poliwag. Which I like more than Poliwrath. I don't like the little mouth nose thing. I don't know what that is.
I think that is a mouth.
That's the mouth. Okay.
But who can tell?
It's impossible to tell at this point, really. Do I like it?
I don't know that I do like it better than Poliwrath. The line on Poliwrath where its chest and its mouth are,
it gives it a strange amount of depth.
Yeah.
You know what? What if we bump you down to Premier Ball, Poliwag? How are we feeling about?
What if it goes below drowsy? That feels better.
That feels right.
Yeah. That feels pretty good.
Yeah, I think I like it more than Paris.
Yeah. Yeah, my thing with Paris, I think they got a lot of good bug details in on it.
But yeah.
But yeah, I think, I don't know what it is about this Poliwag. If, again, its whole body is just solid black.
It's like it's hypnotizing us into liking it less, which is a really interesting way to do that.
But its eyes cut off in a weird way also.
It's like they're not lit. It's not like they're lidded exactly because the head stops right above it too. Yeah.
Bump it down.
We can keep going.
Okay. All right. I think we can probably go all the way down past Diglett. Not Omanyte though. Omanyte I like more. I mean, less.
Okay, as I said, well, that would be
if I knew more. What my words were.
I like Poliwag more than Rapidash. My Rapidash floor is for Rapidash. Sure. Yeah. That it looks like a fish. It just I can't unsee that it looks like a fish.
It
now.
Looks like Vaporeon.
It looks like Vaporeon or a Goldeen. Like its ass is the same as Goldeen's ass. Like they got,
I think they wear the same pants. When I misspoke. I think I do like Omanyte more.
I think so too. Yeah, that feels right.
Yeah.
So coming in about halfway through Premier Ball is Poliwag. Now, the third member of the Poli family. Stay tuned.
Yes. Spinning. Blastoise.
All right. This is easily the best of the starters. The final form of the starters.
Oh,
sprites.
Yeah. No question. This is
easily.
This is good. This the is fact a that good they one. Like they did this first and then did the red and blue Blastoise, which arms don't fit in its body. Which I love that sprite, but not because it's good.
Right. So Ash and I have this like fascination with bootleg Pokemon stuff. We went to this thrift fair in Boston and I got a pin that's a Charmander and it looks like a Charmander like 99%. Like it's like a little squished. And I'm like, this is cute. We were looking through the pins that this one had, and some of them were wrong. Like, they were like, this is... Like, you remember that time we went to that Mexican flea market, and they had the Power Rangers toys, but they were like... They had, like, the Turbo Rangers on the poster, and it said Mega Force, and then they were, like, action heroes, and it, like, nothing was correct. There were Pokemon that are like that, and, like, the plushes that look like that are all great, and, like, anytime there's bootleg Pokemon, I'm like, ooh, yeah, I like that. The Blastoise from Red and Blue looks like it's a bootleg Pokemon compared to this guy.
Yeah, this looks like a Blastoise.
This is a Blastoise. It also, like, I know that there is a thing, and you probably know a little bit more than this, is, like, there is supposed to be a different Blastoise, right? Like, Wartortle is from a different line, or Blastoise is
there
from a different line?
There was a different final evolution of Wartortle, and Blastoise is thought to have evolved from a different pre-evolution and be the second of a two-stage and not the final of Squirtle.
Gotcha. So it went Squirtle, Wartortle, Dadtortle.
Yeah.
And then Blastoise.
And Blastike.
It came from Blastike. That's a good name. Man, Pokemon beta stuff is so good. It's so cool.
It is. I wish they would acknowledge it in any like official way.
Josh, I think that Pokemon should release a 2D sprite-based Pokemon game. Like, they should release a Gen 3-looking game.
Yeah.
That's one of the, you know... I think the Gen 2 sprites are the best, but I think the Gen 3 games look the most like what Pokemon looked like in your head when you first got it, you know?
Yeah.
And they should just do it's like a new lost region that has all the beta Pokemon, and like, the beta versions of Pokemon. And like, you know, you can get, like, Gorochu... And you can get all the, you know, other weird guys, but it's on like a lost, like Land of the Lost style island that you find. Because they love islands. They love putting you on islands now.
They love to do an island.
They can't stop putting you on an island. Nintendo can't. And in the next one, in Wind and Waves, they're like, it's like, I mean, not eight, like 50% islands and 50% sky? I don't know how the divide's going to be.
Oh, sky islands.
Oh, sky islands. That worked out really good in Tears of the Kingdom. a little bit. Some of them were neat.
I have opinions about Tears of the Kingdom. I think the Sky Islands are the worst part of the overworld.
I think it's not my favorite.
Yeah.
I like the ones that lower the gravity. And that's...
Yeah.
Unfortunately, like, three of them. So...
And the whole water temple.
And the whole water temple, which is in the sky for some reason. They could have put it in the lake. You go into the lake. They could have put it in the lake. But you know what? Honestly, though, to be fair, if they would have done that, we would have had to raise water levels. And if I never have to raise another water level in a Zelda game for the rest of my life, it'll be too soon. In Echoes of Wisdom, you have to do it like three times. And I'm like, are you kidding my ass right now? anyway, Blastus.
This is a good one. This is a great one.
I think it's great.
I think it's probably better than Electabuzz.
I think it's definitely better than Electabuzz. I think
it's probably better than Tentacool.
I don't think it's better than Koffing, though.
No, I don't think so. I think the problem with Blastoise is that it's a lot of parts, and it's all those parts are shaded with the same four colors. So this one is pretty legible, but there are some parts of it that just kind of run together.
I think they had to segment it a lot just to put division lines, so you would know, like, this is where legs go into shell, yeah. This is where arms go into shell. But that said, like, they could do a lot worse.
They did do a lot worse.
They did, and they will again, and we'll see later when they come up that they did a lot worse. Some of these guys. So it's number two in Great Ball, Blastus. Good job, proud of you.
That's 21. We have under 100. We have 99 left.
99 left. We're an hour and 8 minutes. Let's do like two more.
Okay. We've got.
I'm really hoping for a Master Ball this episode.
Is your Master Ball for Arcanine?
It is not, but no. I don't dislike Arcanine. Arcanine is wild in this one because it is butting up against every edge. They are using the entire square.
They drew this thing in a square.
Like, and it, like, because of that, do you remember in the first episode of Pokemon when they were talking about, there's like the mural of, like, I mean, maybe it's not the first episode. It's like early on, though.
It's the first or second one. It's after he sees Ho-Oh, which is the end of the first one. So I think in the second one.
There's like, it's like a Mayan cave, like temple carving version of Arcanine. And that's just like how the sprite is in red and green, is like it fits that mold, that style. And I think that's really neat. Can I tell where the front legs are? Absolutely not. Like, I think it's this, but what is this little white part here then?
Yeah.
Is that also legs?
Does it have five legs?
It looks like it could have up to six legs. Because here's one. This is back leg. And then there's two. Unless this goes to here. But then that makes it look way longer than the front leg, but because that makes it look like I have five legs.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on there.
Three regular sized legs and one long four leg.
One long leg in the front.
That's how it goes so fast. Is one leg really long. I mean, despite that, I do like it. I don't know if I like it more than Sea King, though.
No, definitely not. I don't know if it's better than Nidorina.
I think we're getting close to the area, though. Yeah. Is it better than... I like that. I like the shape of the Dodrio a lot. I think I like it more than Tauros, though.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's good.
Okay.
All right. Let's hit another one. Depending on what it is, it may be the last one.
All right. We'll see how long it goes. That was a pretty easy one.
And it is... Aw, man. It's Wartortle.
It's Wartortle. Oh, well, okay.
We just did Blastoise. This Wartortle sprite's not great.
No. We'll just put Wartortle on the list real quick then. I think it's a premier ball.
I think it's a premier ball. I think it's worse than... It's a worse sprite than Execute.
It's worse than Execute.
Is that it?
No, I like it more than Omanyte for sure, looking at them next to each other. But do I?
I don't think I do. I think it's arms and legs are just
do we
weird
just do we hey do
lumps.
We just put it do we put it with the other two middle
evolutions?
I think
evolutions? We put it with the other ones. I don't even know if it's better than Ivysaur. It is better than Charmeleon.
It's better than Charmeleon and his. Can I please? I don't think it's better than Flying Ivysaur. Why are you so flat? What did they do to you? The problem I'm having with Wartortle is if you look at its mouth, it looks like it's wearing a Wartortle hoodie.
And it's like it's, peeking out of the mouth?
It's peeking out. Like its teeth look like eyes.
My problem with it is the hands and feet have no definition. They are just blobs that come out of its shell.
They are blobs. And like you say they come out of the shell. I don't know if they do or not. They could just be stuck on him like silly putty. Not the best Wartortle. All
right, I'm spinning again.
Spinning again. That was.
We'll do two more because that'll bring us down to 95 remaining.
All right, that's a nice even number.
Come on, wheel. You know what we want.
Come on.
Wheel. Graveler.
Graveler. Oh, well, hold on.
That's the Graveler, the most whatever of the Gen 1 Pokemon.
It does have a second set of arms, I'm noticing. It's hard to read. It's holding them in,
and it gets really hard to read on its rocky body.
Gollum, again, has sort of a Blastoise situation where it feels like there's like supposed to be another guy here, and then they didn't like it, so they got rid of him and put this guy here.
Yeah, it's a very strange trajectory from Geodude to Graveler. That makes sense. But then from Graveler to Gollum, hey, there was a lizard in there the whole time.
Yeah, there's a living thing that popped out of it. And you got to deal with that. And later we'll give it, its face will get weirder, but currently that's just like a alien face. Graveler, though.
Oh, God. Sorry. I looked below it and got a little jump scared.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's rough. There's only like three others that I, out of fear, would throw rocks at. And that might be one of them.
Yeah.
Graveler, I think the sprite is okay. I like it better than.
I think bare minimum, it's well drawn. And I think that puts it above Rapidash.
I think so, yeah. Now, maybe up by Execute.
Yeah.
Better or worse than Execute?
I like it better than Execute.
I think I do too. I think I like it better than Paris.
I think it's also better than Paris.
I don't know if I like it better than Home Movies as Drowsy.
I think that's probably it.
All right, so coming in that second in the Premier Ball tier. All right, this is the last one.
This is the last one.
All right, roll a good one.
This is it.
Spin a good one.
Should I shuffle them? Right now they're in order.
Oh, yeah. Hit shuffle a couple times.
Shuffle, 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 shuffle. And it's Rhydon.
Rhydon. Okay.
The first Pokemon. So this should be, if this was the first Pokemon designed, this should be the first sprite drawn.
Yeah.
I don't know how accurate that is, but this is the very first Pokemon they made.
Because there's like technically like five first Pokemon, depending on how you, because Bulbasaur's number one, but Mew was the first, the progenitor of all the Pokemon, but Rhydon was the first one designed.
And then Arceus is
God.
The creator.
Yeah, so it had to make the other ones. And then there's also, I think there was one that like there was a, maybe there was a different sprite that was designed first. But maybe it wasn't. And here's the thing though, if this was the first Pokemon sprite, I feel like the rest of them would look different.
Yeah.
I feel like this one has a style that some of them do, like
Nidorans all kind of fit it.
Yeah.
Kangaskhan is in there.
It's one that, again, I would love this as a little rubber toy that I could get from a gumball machine.
Yeah. He does have stumpy little arms, and that if like the rest of them were in that same style, that would work. But because it's so varied, it makes it look a little funny. Look at him next to Nidoqueen. Those two are related.
Nidoqueen is Rhydon's little sister.
I don't want to mess this up too much. But can you put Nidoking up there with them too real quick?
Sure.
I just want to look at the three of them together. Those are three versions of the same thing.
That's the same thing three times for sure. Put you back down there.
Okay.
I do, that said,
I like it more than Nidoqueen because Nidoqueen looks a little frumpy, and I think Rhydon looks imposing.
Like a monster. I like it more than Rhyhorn.
Yeah.
I like it more than Ponyta with its weird face that's falling off. It's melting.
I like it more than Sandslash.
Do we Premier Ball like it? Do we like it?
I think we might because I do think it's better than Wartortle too. But that, I don't know, Flat Ivysaur is putting in some work.
Flat Ivysaur's coming around. It sucks to break them up, to break up the gang.
Yeah, I think that's where it stops, though.
Yeah.
Flat Ivysaur has grown on me a lot. Is Flat Ivysaur better than Rapidash, too?
Flat Ivysaur might be better than Rapidash.
Yeah.
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 I like it more than Weedle.
Yeah.
Looking at them next to each other.
Yeah, I do, too.
Yeah.
What about Clefairy? That feels right to me, too.
That does. Okay.
I don't think it's better than Pidgey.
I don't think it's better than Pidgey. Pidgey is like a little bird, and I like that about it.
Is Pidgey better than Rapidash?
Well, I think so.
I think so.
Looking at them next to each other. Is now, hold on, is Rhydon better than Rapidash?
Should Rapidash go down lower? I do think Rhydon is better than Rapidash. Is the Clefairy better than that Rapidash?
I think so.
Yeah. What about Weedle?
I
don't know if, I don't think Rapidash is worse than Wartortle, so I think we're zoning in on it here.
I think so. I think Weedle at least looks complete.
Yeah.
Whereas Rapidash is like, we tried our best to make a horse.
Yeah, and make it on fire, but we outlined the fire, so it all looks weird.
So this is what we got. This is the best we could do, and I'm proud of them for doing it, but at the same time, it does look like it's a little messed up. So, all right. So Rhydon coming in, 5-6 spots above the bottom of Premier Ball. Pretty good showing. Rapidash had to move. We did some fussing with this.
Is there anything else on here jumping out at you that maybe we need to talk out? I don't think so. I think we kind of did it as we went.
So.
And I think this looks pretty good.
I think so too. Still no Master Balls.
No, it was close on mine a couple times, but we didn't get there.
I have a couple that every time I look at it, I feel like I see somebody else. I'm like, ooh, maybe it's
I'm looking at these and I don't know if we line up, but if we don't, I don't know where your head's at looking at this.
I can't wait to find out. Cause I think I have at least three that it could be the Master Ball for. Depending on which one comes up first, if I panic.
Right.
I'm excited to find out.
I've got one, maybe two, but I've got one that I'm like, I think that's the one.
Yeah.
And it's not Gengar.
This is Wicked Not Gengar.
Wicked Not Gengar.
Spoilers for when Gengar comes up, probably going to get somewhere around the Hypno. Those are pervert buddies.
Oh, you're not going to throw rocks at Gengar. We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll talk about it.
We'll talk
weird.
It through. Maybe it'll grow on me by all then. Right. I just feel like something is wrong with it. like it's sick, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's it for this time. So I started the episode by naming the Ultra Balls, and we've added people to Ultra Balls. If you're on the Discord, I will post the image after, you know, like the day after this episode goes up on Patreon. But for everybody listening, here is who we're throwing rocks at, from the least rocks to the most rocks.
Yeah.
So top of the rock is Mankey, whose nose I wish was a mouse. Second is Vileplume, who is growing on me despite it being a last minute addition to a flower someone drew. Third is Zubat, that I got in a lot of trouble for, but I gotta stick to my guns. And I do like it more this time than I did yesterday, I think.
I do, but not more than anything that's above it. So
No.
I think maybe got it.
And then I would throw rocks at it lovingly. And then fourth is Jigglypuff, who needs to go to bed. And fifth is Hitmonchan, who's not done and is a Slender Man under there, it looks like. And then the most rocks is Hypno, who is a dirty, nasty pervert.
Yeah. If they took a second pass at that nose and maybe polished up the ears a little bit, that Hypno fits the Rhydon style.
It fits in that sort of style of little rubber monsters that you could get in a
but
gumball
that
machine.
Nose is so hideous and those squinty eyes, and he just wants to put me to
what
sleep.
I feel like I don't know what regular ass Hypno's face looks like anymore. I've been looking at this sprite for so long.
It's not like that.
Hypno Pokemon. Yeah, Hypno's regular nose is way better. It doesn't, I think they realized that the nostril was doing a lot of negative press for it. And so they cut it out. It's still a weird creep, but like it's better.
Yeah.
So we'll see you. Maybe we just keep doing this until we're done. I don't know. We did two in a row because we had nothing else to record this week. So I don't even know if this goes up right after the last one or if we want to split them up or if nobody liked the last episode.
Yeah. Do you even like this?
Do you like this? Let us know.
Let us know in the comments. Also, tell us who you think our master balls are.
Yeah. I want to know who you think we think is the best each. Yeah.
And it can't be any of the ones that are on the list because that's not the rules.
They're not master balls yet. So, man, I have no idea who yours could be, actually.
I'm the same way. I know who mine are. Not, I'm not the same I way know, that
yeah,
way.
Yeah, that would be wild. Yeah, yeah.
But I'm like, you're not over here looking at like.
You're looking at Executor?
No way. Yeah. You're not like, oh, there's Clefable, the greatest sprite ever created.
the best sprite they ever did. Clefable's not bad. Well, okay, that one's not terrible.
Look, it's fine, but it's not a master ball.
No. Anyway, we'll see you next time for more of something, more ranking, or something else. But until then, smell you later. Let me look up the execute Pokemon. Oh, I spelled execute wicked wrong. I wasn't even close. I forgot that the word egg is in there. It's actually, its name is X-Execute.
X-Egg-Cute.
X-Egg-Cute.